News releasempp Jenny Stevens. 1 year after tabling a motion for universal contraption coverage, MPP Jenny Stevens, St. Catharines, called on Ford to join the Ontario NDP and finally provide this critical healthcare for people across Ontario. Last year, I was proud to lead Ontario by tabling a motion to expand access to prescription contraception, said Stevens. I have been overwhelmed by the support that this motion has received. Hundreds of women across Ontario have reached out to my office to tell me the positive impact this would have in their lives, especially in a cost of living crisis. On International Women's Day 2023, Stevens tabled a motion that would expand OHIP to cover prescription contraception and remove cost barriers limiting people's ability to choose their reproductive health and family planning. Despite initial signals of support, the Conservatives voted it down. As we near another International Women's Day, making contraception coverage as a priority, said Stevens. The federal funding commitment would eliminate the cost for a health product that disproportionately impacts women across the province. We have a chance here to finally get to work and make this happen, and I urge the Conservatives to join us. MPP Stevens' question to the Premier at Queen's Park can be viewed here. Quick facts. In 2023, British Columbia and Manitoba NDP governments both commit to universal prescription contraception coverage in November 2023. The Ontario Conservatives voted down MPP Stevens' motion to expand contraception access in February 2024. The federal NDP unveiled the details of a hard-fought plan to bring universal pharmacare to Canada, which would include universal contraception coverage for all.